Good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Thankful for the goodness of God and His mercy. And man, I'm going to get my wife to come and let her testify, and they're going to sing a song for you.
Well, y'all can be seated. I know y'all was hoping I was going to say that. Brother Crosswhite's right. I grew up right over here in Center Texas, and I'm very thankful. I have a rich heritage in the church, and I'm very, very thankful for my heritage. And I'm thankful to be here tonight. We honor and just love the Crosswhites. We just think they're just awesome people. Y'all are very, very blessed here in Nacogdoches. And y'all just worship with us while we sing.
My mama and daddy talked about going home. Since I was just a babe on their knees, they said that nothing compared to what was waiting up there, how one day we would finally be free. Well, I've never seen it, but I keep on believing it will be a place like I've never known. I keep my eyes on the sky, 'cause my soul wants to fly. Lord, my heart is ready to go. I wanna know how it feels to make my way down the streets of gold. I wanna know how it feels to have a talk with the saints of old. I wanna know what it's like to rest my feet by the river of life. I've heard of heaven and I know that it's real. I wanna know how it feels. Sometimes I get weary from this life that I live. It seems that peace is something I'll never find. I try to lighten my load when all that I've got to show is 700 things on my mind. Well, I'm seeing visions of a crystal clear river where sin's forgotten without a trace. More than I've ever dreamed, my eyes long to see the look of love on my Savior's face. I want to know how it feels to make my way down the streets of gold. I want to know how it feels to have a talk with the saints of old. I want to know what it's like to rest my feet by the river of life. I've heard of heaven and I know that it's real. I want to know how it feels. My mama and daddy talked about going home since I was just a babe on their knees. They said that nothing compared to what was waiting up there, how one day we would finally be free. Well, I've never seen it, but I keep on believing it will be a place like I've never known. I keep my eyes on the sky, 'cause my soul wants to fly. Lord, my heart is ready to go. I wanna know how it feels to make my way down the streets of gold. I wanna know how it feels to have a talk with the saints of old. I wanna know what it's like to rest my feet by the river of life. I've heard of heaven and I know that it's real. I wanna know how it feels. I wanna know how it feels to make my way down the streets of gold. I wanna know how it feels to have a talk with the saints of old. I wanna know what it's like to have my feet by the river of life. I've heard of heaven and I know that it's real. I wanna know how it feels. I wanna know what it's like to rest my feet by the river of life. I've heard of heaven and I know that it's real. I wanna know how it feels. I've heard of heaven and I know that it's real. I wanna know how it feels.
hallelujah, hallelujah. I've heard of heaven and I know that it's real. Hallelujah. How do you know something's real when you've never been there? It's faith. Yeah. Amen. It's faith. I believe a God that would robe himself in flesh and come into this earth. Oh, I'm sorry.
He's going to interpret.
Oh, sorry. A God that would come in flesh and that he would robe himself in flesh. He still knows. Oh, we are. I'm sorry about that. Amen. God bless you. Yeah, that's all right. I was getting ready to get going. Yeah. Hallelujah. Thankful for all of you being in the house of God. I'm thankful that there's a God that loved me enough that he robed himself in flesh, came to this earth, and he said, I'm willing to give my life so that they can go to a place that I prepared for them. And he said, if I go away, I'll come again. I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if he said it, then I believe it. Amen. I'm thankful for that kind of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, my 45-minute message went to an hour and a half. Are you ready? Oh, hallelujah. You may either get the longest message I ever preached or the shortest message I ever preached. Hallelujah. Well, it's an honor to be here in Nacogdoches, Texas, behind this pulpit. I don't take it lightly at all. I give great honor to your pastoral family, Brother and Sister Crosswhite. They're fine people. They're the best. Amen. And I'm thankful for their friendship. I remember, because I'm over the Sunday school department in Vicksburg. Several years back, Brother and Sister Crosswhite came and taught a Sunday school seminar. And in that service, he had me on the platform being intimidated by some other members of our church. And now it's his turn to intimidate me tonight. Amen. I give great honor to your pastor, and I'm thankful for his friendship. Thankful to have my family. You've heard from them singing and playing. Thankful they're here with me tonight. And my wife, Alicia, my son, Taylor, my daughter, Katie, and soon-to-be bonus daughter, McKenna. Amen. Amen. Well, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Mark, chapter number 14.
Vamos al libro de Marcos, capítulo 14.
We'll begin reading at verse number 3.
Del verso 3 al 9.
Amen. Mark, chapter 14.
Marcos, capítulo 14.
Verses 3.
Through
9. The word of God reads like this: And being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, he sat at meat. There came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard.
Viene una mujer con un vaso de alabastro de perfume, de nardo puro de mucho precio.
Very precious.
Muy precioso.
And she broke the box
y quebrando el vaso,
and poured it on his head.
Se lo derramó sobre su cabeza.
And there were some that had indignation within themselves
y hubo algunos que se enojaron.
And said, Why was this waste of the ointment made?
Y dijeron dentro de sí,
For it might... Go ahead. Sorry.
¿Para qué se ha hecho este desprecio de perfume?
For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence.
Porque pudiera haberse vendido por más de 300 denarios.
And been given to the poor.
Y haberse dado a los pobres.
And they murmured against her.
Y murmuraban contra ella.
And Jesus said, Let her alone.
Pero Jesús dijo, déjenla.
Why trouble ye her?
¿Por qué la molestáis?
For she hath wrought a good work on me.
Buena obra me ha hecho.
For ye have the poor with you always.
Siempre tendréis a los pobres.
And whensoever ye will, ye may do to them.
Con vosotros y cuando queráis, les podráis hacer bien.
But me ye have not always.
Pero a mí no siempre me tendréis.
She had done what she could.
De cierto os digo que ella ha hecho lo que podía.
She has come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying.
Porque se ha anticipado a ungir mi cuerpo para la sepultura.
Verily I say unto you,
y de cierto os digo,
wheresoever this gospel shall be preached,
que donde quiera que se predique este evangelio,
throughout the whole world,
en todo el mundo,
this also that she hath done,
también se contará lo que
shall be spoken of for a memorial of her.
Está hecho para memoria de ella.
Yeah. Put your Bibles down and lift your hands toward heaven. And stretch your hand toward this pulpit and ask God to anoint these lips of clay and then our ears to hear tonight. Thank you, God. God, I'm thankful, Lord, for your word. I'm thankful for the opportunity. God, I pray that you would help me and strengthen me in this service tonight, God. I pray that you would minister, Lord, in a way that only you can. God, I ask you to break this. That we give ourselves totally and completely to you, God. We ask you to help us and to strengthen us and to minister to us, God. Let your glory fill this house, God. We've come to magnify you and exalt you, Lord. For you alone are worthy of the highest praise, God. Do what you want to do in this place, God. Lord, magnifying you and exalting you is what we've come to do. Lord, we lift you up and give you honor and give you glory, God. I'm asking you now, in the remainder of this service, have your complete way. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Would you look at your neighbor and tell him, pardon me if I get a little crazy tonight. Amen. Did you mean that? Pardon me if I get a little crazy. Amen. With the help of the Holy Ghost, I'm going to preach to you this thought. It's time to break the box.
Es tiempo de romper la caja.
It's time to break the box.
Es tiempo de romper la caja.
So in the setting of scripture that I read to you just now,
lo que estaba hablando de la escritura recientemente,
we find that Jesus is gathered together with his friends and his followers.
Jesús se reunió con sus amigos y seguidores.
This was just prior to Passover.
Esto era cerca de la Pascua.
And while this was going on, the chief priests and scribes were plotting how they were going to find him.
Y los sacerdotes y fariseos trataban de buscar cómo iban a encontrar a Jesús.
And put him to death.
Para matarlo.
And it was during this time that Jesus was there in a house.
Y fue durante este tiempo que Jesús estaba en esta casa.
Of Simon the leper.
De Simón el leproso.
And he was just simply giving them an opportunity to fellowship with him.
Y solamente tenía una oportunidad de compartir.
To partake of the Passover meal with him.
De estar en la cena.
And give them some final instructions before he left this earth.
Para dar unas instrucciones antes de que se fuera.
He knew what was about to transpire in his life.
Él ya sabía lo que iba a pasar.
He knew that he was about to be crucified for the sins of the entire world.
Él sabía que iba a ser crucificado por todos los pecados del mundo.
He knew that things were not going to be pretty the next few days, and his followers were going to be scattered. And he wanted to give them an opportunity to fellowship with him. And I'm going to use a little bit of my imagination tonight and take my own liberties, not too far out of the Word of God, hopefully within the confines of the Word of God, but give me a little grace. If you're going to give me a little grace, say amen. All right, I think I've got it. So we find him here anticipating his death. And I can, in my mind's eye, just visualize Brother Crosswhite that as he was given instructions and at the same time telling the host, thank you for opening your doors to us tonight and giving us a place to fellowship together. That out of the corner of his eye,
pero al lado, en el ojo de él,
he saw this woman
vio a esta mujer
approaching him very slowly,
viniendo hacia él muy lentamente,
and very carefully,
muy cuidadosamente,
with this box in her hand.
Con esta caja en sus manos.
And as she got closer to God,
y mientras más se acercaba a Dios,
she began to open this box.
Empezó a abrir esta caja.
Not in a soft fashion.
No suavemente.
Not with just a gentle twist of the wrist.
No siento gentil.
But the word of God tells us that she break
sino que la rompió,
this box.
Rompió esta caja.
And when she reached him,
y cuando lo alcanzó,
she immediately began to pour it out on him.
Yes. Empezó a dárselo a él.
She didn't wait.
No esperó.
She said, I'm in his presence.
Estoy en su presencia.
I've opened the box.
He abierto la caja.
And now I'm going to pour it out.
Así que voy a derramarlo.
Now, we know that this symbolizes our praise.
Y esto simboliza nuestra adoración.
Being poured out upon God.
Siendo derramado sobre el Señor.
And it's rightfully so, that very thing.
Y eso está bien.
It is praise.
Es la adoración.
But not just an average praise.
Right. Pero no una adoración mínima.
It's the praise of the highest value.
Sino la adoración de la más alta.
A praise that is costly.
Una adoración que cuesta.
A praise that means something to her very dearly.
Una adoración que significa algo muy profundo para ella.
That's what's contained in this box.
Eso es lo que estaba en la caja.
So we're going to take the spikenard out.
Así que vamos a tomar esto.
In this service tonight.
En este servicio.
And we're going to put praise in its place.
Vamos a poner adoración en ese lugar.
And for the next little while, we're going to do that. We're going to attempt to break the box.
Vamos a intentar romper esa caja.
So what is praise?
Así que, ¿qué es adoración?
As a and I realize this, it really can mean it can be a verb.
Puede significar un verbo.
And can be a noun.
Y puede ser algo de ahora.
And as a verb,
como un verbo,
it means to exalt,
significa exaltar,
to extol,
para adorar,
and to worship.
Para adorar.
And as a noun,
y como en ahora,
it can mean to offer merit,
para ofrecer algo,
and value.
Y valor.
That'll play a key part in this in just a little bit.
Y esto juega una parte clave.
Not only the verb, the action
no solo
of doing it,
de hacer,
but as a noun, what it's representing when you do it.
Si no es el ahora lo que representa, lo que estás haciendo.
So I'm going to take a little bit of extra liberty,
voy a tomar un poco de libertad,
with a word in the English language
con la palabra en inglés,
called appraisal.
Llamada adoración.
And I'm going to change it to a praiser. An appraiser or an appraisal is where something is assigned a particular value. If you know anything about real estate or property values, you know that property has to be assessed as to how much it's worth.
Para ver cuánto vale.
If you were to find a piece of jewelry laying in a parking lot somewhere,
ahí por el estacionamiento,
and you try to find the owner to the best of your ability,
y tratas de encontrar al dueño,
and you take it finally to a jewelry store and you ask that jeweler,
y se lo pasas a los que son expertos y ver cuánto pesa, cuánto cuesta,
tell me how much this is worth.
Dime cuánto vale.
Now, I don't wear that.
Pero yo no llevo eso.
But I'm using it as illustration.
Pero lo uso como una ilustración.
It has a value.
Tiene un valor.
When you go to the grocery store,
cuando vas al supermercado,
and you go to buy a loaf of bread,
cuando vas a comprar pan,
they put a value on it.
Le ponen un valor al pan.
To one person,
para una persona,
it's too much.
Puede ser mucho.
But to another person that's hungry,
pero para una persona que tiene hambre,
I'm willing to do whatever I got to do to get it.
Voy a hacer lo que sea para obtenerlo.
The value sometimes is placed into the eyes of the beholder.
Yes. El valor está puesto en los ojos de quien lo mira.
Or to the one that is anticipating.
O a quien está anticipado a hacerlo. O que
that's no. How our praise has to be to God.
Así es como la adoración debería ser.
Now once that ring laying in a parking lot doesn't have much value.
Ahora ese anillo que estaba en el...
But until it's placed into the hands of an appraiser,
pero cuando se pone un anillo de un adorador,
it gains
gana valor,
a meaning,
un significado,
and a purpose.
Y un propósito.
And I'm going to have a little fun with this.
Voy a tener un poco de diversión con esto.
We're talking about assigning values to things.
Estamos dándole valor a cosas.
Let's talk about assigning a value to him.
Hablemos ahora de darle valor a él.
I want you to look at your neighbor and tell him, I'm an appraiser.
Dile a tu vecino, yo soy un adorador.
I'm an praiser.
Yo quiero adorar.
Can you say that again? I'm an praiser.
Yo soy un adorador.
Yeah, I'm a praiser. Just put it in simple, good English. Bad English. I'm a praiser. So his value is determined by me.
There you go.
What he means to me is what I'm going to show him and what I'm going to give him. We're going to talk about this now, this thing that I can give him a value. But then I can turn that noun into a verb and pour it out on him. We'll talk about how praise operates in relation to time. How long has praise to God been around? And how long will it continue? I'm glad you asked. Everyone is born to praise God. Yeah. Who was made to give God praise? Everyone. In Matthew chapter 21,
Mateo capítulo 21,
in verse number 6,
y el verso 16,
and he said unto them,
y les dijo,
hearest thou what these say?
Aquí es lo que les digo.
And Jesus saith unto them, yea.
Sí.
Have you never read?
¿Nunca leíste?
Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast perfected praise.
De la boca de los niños y de los que maman perfeccionaste la alabanza.
Everything that was made was created to bring glory and honor to God. The psalmist tells us in Psalms 150 that everything that hath breath, praise the Lord. Now don't hold your breath in this place tonight just to get out of giving God a little praise. Because you're going to pass out before I get done. I have breath in my body. So I ought to praise him. I've got breath and life in my lungs. And I need to pour it out on him. Amen. So how long has it been around? Let's get back to that question. Job 38 and 7 says, when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy, praise was in the beginning. Revelation 5, 11 through 14, John saw, and I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast and the elders,
y la bestia, y los ancianos.
And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000,
y eran demasiados.
And thousands of thousands,
miles de millones.
Saying with a loud voice,
diciendo con una voz muy fuerte,
worthy is the Lamb that was slain,
digno es el cordero que fue asesinado,
to receive power and riches,
para recibir poder y riquezas,
and wisdom and strength,
sabiduría y fuerza,
and glory and honor,
y gloria y honor,
and blessing,
y bendición,
and every creature which is in heaven,
y toda la criatura que está en el cielo,
and on the earth,
y en la tierra,
and under the earth,
y bajo la tierra,
and such are in the sea,
y en el mar,
and all that are in them,
y todo lo que hay en él,
heard us saying,
dijeron,
blessing and honor,
bendición y honor,
and glory and power,
y gloria y poder,
be unto him that sitteth upon the throne,
sea para el que está sentado en el trono,
and unto the Lamb forever and ever.
Para siempre y siempre.
And the four beasts said, amen.
Y la bestia dijo, amen.
And the 24 elders fell down,
y los ancianos se rindieron,
and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever.
A quien vive para siempre y siempre.
So praise was around in the beginning,
así que la adoración estuvo en el inicio,
and praise is still present.
Y la adoración sigue presente.
At the great white throne.
En el trono.
And in heaven.
En el cielo.
For all eternity.
Por toda la eternidad.
The word of God tells us that the angels cease not to cry.
La palabra de Dios dice que los ángeles no dejan de adorar.
holy, holy, holy.
Diciendo santo, santo, santo.
We've all been given praise.
Todos hemos dado adoración.
Because there's breath in our body.
Porque hay aire en nuestro cuerpo.
We all have it.
Todos lo tenemos.
It's in our possession.
Está en nuestra posesión.
It belongs to us.
Pertenece a nosotros.
But it needs to be poured out on him.
Pero necesita ser derramado sobre él.
And we,
y nosotros,
yo, get to choose where,
yo escojo dónde,
and when I'm going to pour it out.
Y cuándo lo hago.
So look, what are some things that our praise can be placed on?
Y la adoración puede estar en diferentes lugares.
Outside of God.
Fuera de Dios.
Your praise can be put on people.
La adoración puede ser puesta en personas.
Your praise can be applied to sports.
La adoración puede ser puesta a deportes también.
And various entertainments of this world.
Y muchos entretenimientos de este mundo.
Your praise can be given to your career.
La adoración puede ser dada a tu carrera.
It can be given to drugs and alcohol.
Puede ser dada a las drogas o al alcohol.
It can be given to promiscuous living.
Puede dar para muchas otras cosas.
And I could go on and on with this list.
Y la lista continúa.
But somewhere you have to realize,
pero en algún lado tienes que darte cuenta,
that you're going to praise something.
Que vas a adorar algo.
You're going to praise someone.
Vas a adorar a alguien.
And if I'm going to do that,
y si voy a hacer eso,
why not give it to God?
¿Por qué no se lo doy a Dios?
Why not sell out and praise God with everything I got in me? Why not give it to the one that can give you peace beyond measure? That can give you joy unspeakable.
Que me puede dar felicidad que no comprendo.
An everlasting joy.
Una felicidad que dura permanentemente.
And a peace that passes all understanding.
Y una paz que supera todo entendimiento.
Why not do it?
¿Por qué no hacerlo?
What's holding you back?
¿Qué te está afirmando?
What's stopping you?
¿Qué te detiene?
From pouring out your praise on God.
De derramar toda oración sobre el Señor.
Letting him know that he's worthy.
Dejarle saber que él es digno.
Of your highest praise.
De tu mayor alto adoración.
He's worthy of all glory and all honor.
Es digno de toda la adoración, de toda la honra y gloria.
Because he delivered you from a soul of sin.
Que te salvó del pecado.
He clothed you and put you in your right mind.
Te abrigó y te salvó.
He set you free.
Te rescató.
He liberated you from the chains and bondage of sin.
Te liberó del pecado.
And he put peace in your life.
Puso paz en tu
vida. That the world can't understand.
El mundo no puede entender.
Amen.
Amen.
Every one of us has a will.
Todos tenemos una voluntad.
You're born with it.
Que es, nacimos con ella.
It's your self-will.
Es tu voluntad de ti mismo.
And it's this self-will that will determine
y la voluntad de ti mismo
how we distribute our praise.
Que determina cómo distribuiremos nuestra adoración.
May I submit to you that God does not circumvent your will
y Dios no te quita de tu voluntad
to make his will happen.
Para hacer su voluntad.
You control that.
Tú controlas eso.
Neither does the devil
ni el diablo tampoco
have that ability.
Tiene esa habilidad.
He can't make you do anything.
No puede hacer que tú hagas algo.
He can distract you.
Te puede distraer, sí.
But he can't make you do anything.
Pero no puede hacer que tú lo hagas.
He wants you to take your attention off of him.
Quiere que el diablo quiere quitarte la atención sobre Dios.
And put it in the things of this life.
Para que tú pongas en las cosas de la vida.
It's all up to you.
Pero todo depende de ti.
You allow the enemy to plant seeds of doubt in your mind.
Tú puedes permitir que el enemigo te ponga semillas en tu mente.
That would cause you to slip and fall astray. But today,
pero hoy,
turn to your neighbor and say, today,
vecino, hoy,
if you're willing to praise God,
si está dispuesto a alabar al Señor,
there's no amount of demons in hell
no hay suficientes demonios en el infierno,
or the devil himself
o el enemigo mismo,
that can stop you
que puede detenerte,
from praising God.
De adorar a Dios.
When you submit your will to the things of this flesh,
cuando te sometes a las cosas de este mundo.
Then the enemy of our soul has the opportunity and the permission.
Entonces el enemigo tiene la oportunidad.
To wreak total and complete havoc in your life.
Y permiso para hacer desastres en tu vida.
That's right.
Cause you to do the things that you would not normally do.
Te hace hacer cosas que tú normalmente no haces.
Causes you to be given over to a sinful nature.
Te hace que caigas a tu pecaminosidad.
But that can stop at any moment.
Pero eso puede ser detenido a cualquier momento.
When you decide,
cuando tú decides,
that I'm going to redirect my praise,
cuando rediriges tu adoración,
I'm going to turn to the one that I know can make a difference.
Me voy a ir a quien puede hacer la diferencia.
And begin to pour out my praise on him.
Y dar la adoración.
If you decide to praise God,
si tú decides adorar a Dios,
then your neighbor can't stop you.
Entonces tu vecino no te puede detener.
And I know the pastor's not going to stop you.
Y sé que tu pastor tampoco te va a detener.
And before I'm through preaching, I'm not going to stop you.
Y ni siquiera yo te voy a detener.
So the devil's not going to stop you.
Así que el diablo no te va a detener.
I'm not going to stop you as the minister tonight.
Yo no te voy a detener.
And I've already heard from the pastor, he's not going to stop you.
Incluso el pastor tampoco te va a detener.
You have the liberty to pour it out tonight.
Tienes la libertad para derramar tu adoración.
You have the ability to decide, I'm going to do it tonight.
Tú puedes tener la decisión de adorar hoy.
I'm going to receive what God has for me tonight.
Recibir lo que Dios tiene para mí hoy.
And husbands, your wife can't stop it.
Esposo, tu esposa no te puede detener.
Wives, your husband can't stop it.
Esposa, tu esposo tampoco te puede detener.
And the devil can't stop it.
Y el enemigo tampoco.
I don't care if you're full of the devil. I don't care if you've got thousands of devils in you. If you want to praise God, if you're bound in your addictions, if you're trapped in your chains,
estás atrapado con cadenas,
you get to decide when they break. You get to decide the outcome.
Tú decides el resultado.
And when
y es ahí.
You're going to praise.
Cuando vas a adorar.
Let me prove it to you through the Word of God.
Déjeme probárselo a través de la palabra del Señor.
How many believe it's in the Word of God?
¿Cuánto cree que está la palabra del Señor?
Mark chapter 5.
Marcos capítulo 1, capítulo 5 de 1 a 9.
Verses 1 through 9.
1 a 9.
I'll summarize maybe.
Voy a empezar a
it's better just to read it. And they came over into the other side of the sea,
vinieron al otro lado del mar,
into the country of the Gadarenes.
A la región de Gadarenos.
And when he was come out of the ship,
y cuando él salió de la barca,
immediately there met him,
enseguida vino su encuentro,
out of the tombs,
de los sepulcros,
a man with an unclean spirit,
un hombre con un espíritu inmundo,
who had his dwelling among the tombs.
Que tenía su morada en los sepulcros.
And no man could bind him, no, not with chains.
Y nadie podía atarle, ni aun con cadenas.
Because he had been often bound with feathers and chains.
Porque muchas veces había sido atado con grillos y cadenas.
And the fetters, the chains had been plucked asunder by him.
Mas las cadenas habían sido hechas pedazos por él.
And the fetters broken in pieces.
Y desmenuzados los grillos.
Neither could any man tame him.
Y nadie le podía dominar.
And always, night and day.
Y siempre, de día y de noche.
He was in the mountains and the tombs,
andaba dando voces en los montes y los sepulcros,
crying and cutting himself with stones.
Hiriéndose con piedras.
But when he saw Jesus afar off,
cuando vio, pues, a Jesús,
he ran and worshipped him,
de lejos corrió y se arrodilló ante él,
and cried with a loud voice,
clamando a gran voz,
and said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus?
Dijo, ¿qué tienes conmigo, Jesús?
Thou Son of the Most High God.
Hijo del Altísimo Dios.
I adjure thee by God that thou tormentest me not."
Te conjuro por Dios que no me atormentes.
And he said unto him,
porque le decía,
"Come out of the man,
sal de este hombre,
thou unclean spirit."
Espíritu inmundo.
And he asked him, "What is thy name?"
Y le preguntó, ¿cómo te llamas?
And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion."
Y respondiendo diciendo, Legión.
For we're many.
Me llamo porque somos muchos.
So a man that was full of the devil,
así que el hombre que estaba lleno de demonios,
tormented day and night,
atormentado día y noche,
cutting himself, wishing to die,
cortándose, esperando morir,
saw when Jesus stepped on,
cuando vio a Jesús,
the seashore,
en la costa,
and he ran from the place he was,
y corrió del lugar de donde estaba,
he fell down at the feet of Jesus,
corrió a los pies de Jesús,
and began to worship him.
Empezó a adorar.
You see, the devil wants to take your praise.
El enemigo quiere quitarte tu adoración.
Because what he was created to do,
lo que él estaba creado a hacer,
when he got bigger than himself,
cuando se convirtió más grande que él,
and thought he was equal to God,
cuando pensó que era lo mismo que Dios,
God threw him out of heaven.
Dios lo quitó del cielo, lo echó.
And so he despises anybody,
yeah, y él también era como todos,
that wants to praise God.
Que quería adorar a Dios.
And so he'll do everything in his power,
así que va a hacer todo lo que esté en su poder,
to keep you from praising God.
Para sacarte la adoración de Dios.
He'll let you say in your mind,
va a dejar que digas en tu mente,
well, it's just another Sunday night.
Ah, solamente otro domingo en la noche.
It's just another mission service.
Solo otro domingo.
Or it's just another Tuesday night, Wednesday night service.
O solamente otro martes o jueves a la noche.
Pastor's just going to teach to us for a little while.
El pastor nos va a enseñar un poco.
Oh, there won't be a whole lot going on. You don't need to really pour out your praise tonight.
No, mucho. No necesitas derramar toda oración.
You need to hold back on it just a little bit.
Necesitas estar un poco más atrás.
But you've got to notice that this man ran to where Jesus was. He may have been under the influence of demons at that time. But even those demons couldn't hold him back from running to Jesus. Amen. Now for a little bit we want to talk about the text that we read. But let's look at it from a different writing perspective. In John chapter number 12. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which when he had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus is one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary
entonces, María,
a pound of ointment of spikenard,
tomó una libra de perfume de nardo puro,
very costly,
de mucho precio,
and anointed the feet of Jesus,
y ungió los pies de Jesús,
and wiped his feet with her hair.
Y los enjugó con sus cabellos.
And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment.
La casa se llenó del olor del perfume.
Then said to his disciples, Judas Iscariot,
y dijo uno de sus discípulos, Judas Iscariote,
Simon's son, which should betray him,
hijo de Simón, el que la había de entregar.
Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and he had the bag and bare what was put therein. Then said Jesus, let her alone. Against the day of my burying hath she kept this.
Para el día de mi sepultura ha guardado esto.
For the poor always ye have with you.
Porque a los pobres siempre los tendréis.
But me ye have not always.
Como vosotros, más a mí, no siempre me tendréis.
Much people of the Jews therefore knew that he was there.
Gran multitud de los judíos supieron que entonces.
And they came not for Jesus' sake only.
Y vinieron no solamente por causa de Jesús.
But they might see Lazarus also.
Sino también para ver a Lázaro.
Whom he had raised from the dead.
Quien había resucitado de los muertos.
Sounded like this is a little bit of a camp meeting style.
Esto está como un campamento.
There's a lot of people there.
Porque había mucha gente ahí.
Everybody and their brother.
Todos con sus hermanos
and their sister.
Hermanos y hermanas.
And family.
Y familia.
Were there.
Estaban ahí.
But they weren't there for any purpose but to see Jesus and to see Lazarus.
Pero no estaban ahí solamente.
That Jesus had raised from the dead.
Y para ver a Lázaro que había resucitado de los muertos.
Now we want to take a little look at what was in this box. Now notice John,
y cuando vemos lo que hay en esta caja, John dice,
just said that she began to pour it out.
Que lo empezó a derramar.
But that Mark tells us,
pero que Mark nos dice, Mark,
she broke the box.
Que rompió la caja.
She broke it.
La rompió.
So let's talk about spikenard just a minute.
Así que hablemos de eso un poco.
Spikenard was something that was highly valuable.
Esta palabra tiene harto valor.
It was usually bestowed upon royalty or someone of high importance.
Se ponía sobre alguien que era de la realeza.
Not a common thing that you would just have laying around the house.
No era algo que tenías por ahí en la casa.
And very often used in the burial process of the wealthy.
Sino que era un proceso para enterrar a alguien, para alguien que tenía mucho dinero.
Very costly.
Que costaba mucho.
The value was placed around 300 pennyworth.
Y su valor era de 300.
Which is equivalent of about 300 days' wages.
Que valía 300 días de trabajo.
A year's wage.
Un año.
Especially with all their holidays.
Y especialmente con todas las fiestas.
Just thought I had to throw that in there a little bit.
Sentí como que tenía que tirar eso.
300 days' wages.
300 días de trabajo.
I don't know about you.
No sé sobre usted, pero.
But some of my days,
pero algunos de mis días,
that might not be much.
No será mucho.
But there's been some days where I come home with $1,000 in my pocket.
Pero algunos días que vengo con mucho dinero a mi hogar.
That would be $300,000.
Serían 300 y tantos dólares.
Right?
¿Verdad?
It's pretty expensive.
Eso es muy caro.
It wasn't just something you went out to the local market and said, I think I'll just pick up a little spikenard.
No es solamente que vayas al supermercado y lo compres así como así.
But no, you had to plan for it. It had to
Tengo que tenía un plan.
Be something that was in your possession.
Que era algo que tenías en tu posición.
And knowing that if I get rid of this,
y sabiendo que si te deshaces de esto,
it's going to cost me a lot.
Me va a costar mucho.
And I will submit to you tonight.
Me voy a someter a ti.
If you really relinquish your praise,
si realmente quieres hablarle,
it will cost you something.
Te va a costar algo.
It will cost you your pride.
Te va a costar tu orgullo.
It'll cost you maybe even some friends along the way. But I don't care what my neighbor has to think about it. I don't care what anyone else has to say about it. It may be an expensive thing and cost me a lot, but he's deserving of my highest praise. And at any cost, he's still worthy for me to pour it out upon him. Let me tell you what begins to happen when you begin to praise God out of a broken box. Not only does this praise go on him, but it gets on them.
Pero sino que está sobre ellos.
Praise is contagious.
La adoración es contagiosa.
It creates an aroma in the atmosphere.
Crea un aroma en el
that lets me know that there's something, somebody great that's in this place.
Y hace saber que hay alguien más grande en este lugar.
So when I lift my hands,
cuando levanto mis manos,
and I lift my voice,
y levanto mi voz,
and I run the aisles,
y corro,
and I shout across the front, what I'm doing is creating an atmosphere that says there's a God of heaven that's worthy of my highest praise and all that I can give to him. And her willingness to take what something that cost her and that was greatly valued to her caused an atmosphere to change in that room. It was in the presence of naysayers and backbiters and spectators,
y muchos espectadores,
jealous people.
Gente celosa.
It caused them to change their perception.
Costó que se les cambiara su perspectiva.
They began to smell.
Y empezaron a oler.
Ooh, that's a sweet smell.
Yes.
That's why when you get in the presence of God and there's people not willing to hold back, that they're saying, I'm not going to hold back anything. It's a totally different atmosphere than when everybody says, whoop.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to keep this for myself.
Voy a mantener esto para mí.
But when you
Pero cuando tú
are the one of the crowd that said, I'll give it all to God,
decide darle todo al Señor,
you cause somebody else to get a blessing.
Haces que alguien más reciba la bendición también.
Others around you get to enjoy the presence of God.
Y los demás que están alrededor disfrutan de la presencia del Señor.
Am I mistaken, but doesn't the Word of God tell us,
¿Me equivoco, acaso la palabra del Señor no dice esto?
Pastor Crosswhite, that God inhabits the praise of his people?
Lo que Dios da es adoración.
That just lets me know when I'm willing to shuck it all.
Cuando estoy dispuesto a dar todo.
I'm willing to totally break the box open.
Cuando abro y rompo la caja.
Things can change.
Las cosas cambian.
My loved ones can get the Holy Ghost.
Puedo recibir el Espíritu Santo.
My family member that needs healing in their body can be healed.
Todo lo que quieran recibir.
That's what can happen when you break open the box of praise.
Cuando tú adoras.
It's not just going to impact the here and now,
no solo impacta lo de ahora,
but it's also going to impact the days to come.
Sino que va a impactar los días que vengan.
Because when we call it Mary, poured out this ointment on him,
cuando María hizo esto,
it was on Jesus,
fue en Jesús,
but it also was on her.
Pero también fue en ella.
And so everywhere she went,
donde quiera que ella iba,
there was a smell of praise.
Había un aroma de adoración.
Pure and holy. Amen. They may not have understood it, but they recognized there was somebody great in the room. When Jesus entered the city of Jerusalem just a short while later, the people on the streets caught a whiff of that sweet smell. So does your praise really matter? I submit to you tonight, yes it does. Because when you leave this place tonight, and you go wherever you're going to go, and you pass by a people that are hungry and thirsty for more than this world has to offer, they're going to say there's something different about you. Where have you been? And what have you been doing to make your spirit so good? To make you smell so sweet. They recognize that you've been in the presence of somebody great. They were able to realize this because someone poured out their box of ointment. When Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane, the smell was there. As that guard took that cat of nine tails and he began to whip Jesus at the whipping post, that whip would bring back a scent. And a hint of that oil that had saturated his hair and skin just a little bit before. As the crowd cried, "Crucify him!" And the stirring of the crowd, there's no doubt that the aroma of Mary's praise got extended to even that group. And if they would have only paid attention to their nose, they would have recognized that someone of great importance is among us. Some of you need to blow your spiritual nose. That's not my notes, that's free. Look at your neighbor and tell him, you need to blow your nose. Because you need to really smell what God's doing. You need to smell the praise that's being poured out. Amen. So it's not only for the here and now, it is for the days to come. And as the soldier hammered the last nail into the feet of Jesus, could he still smell a hint of her praise? Had it lingered that long? I believe it could have. Not just the body of Jesus carried the effect of Mary's poured out praise. Mary herself was covered in that aroma. Her hands carried the residue of that praise, that spikenard. And since she dried his feet with her hair now was filled with the ointment. The aroma of praise caused you to be different. It radiates off you. And others can sense that you've been in the presence of somebody great. I don't mean to just repeat it myself over and over again, but I want you to get your praise is important. You'll never know how far your praise will go and how long it will linger. But when you pour it out, know that it's an investment into your future. But only when you break the box can you understand the benefit of pouring out your praise.
If
you need the gift of the Holy Ghost, it's in your mouth giving praise, just honoring him for who he is, thanking him for forgiving you of your sins, and taking your sins away. That repentance that took place begins you on a journey of offering up the highest of praises. When you're baptized in the name of Jesus in water, immersed and the name of Jesus is called over you, it cleans you out where you can offer pure praise to God. And if you'll just offer it willingly tonight, God will pour himself out on you. If you'll let him be anointed one more time with your praise, then God will begin to pour his blessing out on you.
Entonces, la bendición de Dios se empezará a derramar sobre ti.
Tonight, if you'll allow him in the next few minutes,
si esta, ahora, esta noche, puedes dejarlo,
to be anointed once again with your whole box of praise.
Tú dejas que, adorarlo,
I'm going to ask you what you're willing to do with it.
Pero ¿qué estás dispuesto a hacer con esta carne?
Now, this is an oil.
Ahora, esto es aceite.
Plain to see. But it's a box.
Pero es una caja.
And to some, it cost a lot.
Cuesta mucho.
It didn't cost a whole lot to me, monetarily.
No me costó mucho monetariamente.
So it really can't be spikenard.
Sí que se puede.
But it's a box nonetheless.
Pero es una caja después de todo.
But in this box is my praise.
Pero en esta caja está mi adoración.
I got my praise.
Tengo mi adoración.
I take it everywhere with me.
Y la llevo donde quiera que voy.
It's here right now.
Está aquí ahora mismo.
But there's a problem.
Pero hay un problema.
Anybody know what that problem is?
¿Alguien sabe cuál es el problema?
It's not open yet.
No está abierto.
I've got it. It's in my possession. It belongs to me.
Pertenece a mí.
And I get to choose what I do with it.
Y puedo hacer lo que yo quiera con ello.
So I'm going to get ready to let you know what I'm willing to do with my praise.
Voy a preparar para hacer lo que tengo que hacer.
I've got to take the time to say God in pre-service prayer.
Tengo que tomarme el tiempo.
God, would you take out any of those things that are not like you?
Señor, quita de mí estas cosas.
God, would you forgive me one more time?
Que no son de ti, perdóname una vez más.
God, would you help me?
Dios, puedes ayudarme?
God, would you one more time let me feel your presence around me?
Oh, Señor, una vez más, déjame
sentir. And as you begin to make those statements to God in pre-service prayer, the lid of that box begins to be torn off.
La caja,
and there becomes a chance for that praise to be poured out.
Empieza a ser una oportunidad para que la adoración se empiece a derramar.
And many of us, yeah, we open the box.
Cuando abrimos la caja.
And we come to church and
venimos a la iglesia.
We bring our open box of praise with us.
Venimos con la caja aquí abierta.
And it's time to worship the Lord.
Y es hora de adorar al Señor.
And it's a sleepy Sunday night.
Y es un domingo medio flojo.
In January, it's cold outside.
Y es enero y está frío afuera.
Feels good in the house.
Y se siente bien en la casa.
I got a little sleepiness in my eyes. And,
y tengo un poco de cosas.
Oh, it's about there. There it is.
Y ahí está.
There's my praise.
Ahí está mi adoración.
All right, I've done my part.
Bueno, ya hice mi parte, me puedo ir.
Still got my praise.
Y aún tengo mi adoración aquí en la mano.
A little bit's hanging out.
Y está saliendo un poco.
Come back Wednesday night, Tuesday night, Thursday night, anytime you're at the House of God prayer meeting. There it is, Lord.
Y ahí está, Señor.
I'm giving you praise.
Te doy mi adoración.
It cost me a lot to purchase this.
Me costó mucho comprar esto.
God, you're worthy.
Dios, eres digno.
You're worthy.
Eres digno, Señor.
You're worthy.
Eres digno.
I'm worthy.
Y digno.
Service after service after service after service.
Otra servicio, otra servicio.
Here a little. There a little. Here it comes. Here it is. Oh, hallelujah. And you get to looking at somebody looking at you funny. And get back down in there. Calm yourself. Behave yourself. But there's a song that says you weren't there when Jesus found me. When he put his loving arms around me. And then it becomes all a little easier. It comes a little more frequent. And they start coming a little easier. You know, the more praise you give, the easier it comes. But here tonight, I'm just simply saying it's not enough just to give God a little by little by little. But it's time for you to say, God, it's time for the box to break wide open. And God, for you to have everything that I need, everything you need from me. God, you're worthy of every praise that I can give. God, I don't want to hold back anything from you. God, I wanted you to use me in my community. I want you to use me. I want you to lead me to a hungry soul. That I work with, God.
Quiero trabajar con
ellos. And so I'm willing on this Sunday night.
Yo estoy dispuesto en este domingo de noche.
To open up.
Para abrir.
The box of praise that I have.
La caja de oración que tengo.
And say, God, here it is.
Decir, Dios, aquí
estoy. It's all or nothing. Every time I get into your presence, God, I want you to have everything I got. God, I don't want to hold back from you. Give it to God. Give it to God. Give it to God. Your praise is precious. Your praise is valuable to the King. And are you willing tonight to break open your box?
¿Están listos para abrir su caja?
And let God know how valuable He is to you.
Para que le haga saber al Señor cuán valioso Él es para
if you need the Holy Ghost,
si necesitas el Espíritu Santo,
begin to open your mouth.
Abre tu boca.
And give praise to God for being the one that can save you and can deliver you. If you need healing in your body tonight, I want you to believe that God's able. As you pour out your praise, God will give you your healing. It's time to break the box, church. You want to see more harvest and greater revival than you've already seen? Break open the box. Break open the box. And let them know I'm not ashamed to praise the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Lord, my praise is not predicated on how good you are just today, but it's on how good you are every day of my life. Not just when it's good. God, you're worthy of it. Break the box open, church. Go ahead and open your mouth. Begin to praise God. Let's create an atmosphere. Let's create an atmosphere where God can work in you. You can be changed. You can be made new. Don't just settle with just a little here and there. But say, God, here it is on this Sunday night. The amazing thing is when you show back up again, what you've emptied out and what you broke open, it's going to be full again. Pour out your praise on Him. Would you do it? Lift your voice. Go ahead, worship God. Worship God. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He's the great I Am. He's worthy of the highest praise. Maybe if it's something you haven't done in a while, and others may think it's a little radical, I challenge you tonight, go ahead and do it. Let God know you're worthy of it, God. You're worthy of my highest praise. Hallelujah. Pour it out on Him tonight, church. Pour it out on Him tonight, church. Pour it out on Him tonight, church. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
The promise that we always win. Though He bruises my heel, I will crush His head. He cannot keep me from my destiny. I can't stay captive, 'cause I won't stay silent. Your Spirit lives in me. You have been passed. He's under our feet. He's under our feet. Every stronghold torn down. Every chain is loose. Every bond is broken. He's under our feet. He's under our feet. Every stronghold torn down. Every chain is loose. Every bond is broken. He's under our feet. He's under our feet. Every bond is torn down. Every chain is loose. Every bond is broken. He's under our feet. He's under our feet. Can't stop praising his name. I just can't stop praising his name. I just can't stop praising his name. Jesus. Can't stop praising his name. I just can't stop praising his name. I just can't stop praising his name. Jesus. Praise until the walls fall. Praise until the chains break. from my destiny. I can't stay captive, 'cause I won't stay silent. Your Spirit lives in me. You have empowered me. We shall have victory through praise. Praise until the walls fall. Praise until the chains break. Until the chains break. until the chains break. Praise until the enemies under our feet. Praise until the walls fall. Praise until the chains break. Praise until the enemies under our feet. I'm living with the promise that we always win. Though he bruises my heel, I will crush his head. He cannot keep me from my destiny.
Chains break. Praise until Would you lift your voice to Jesus and say thank you to him? Come on, give him praise and thanksgiving tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Our God is mighty to save. Hallelujah, hallelujah, mighty to save. God don't write us off. He don't write, amen, Liz us off. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Are you thankful that God can and God is able tonight? Amen. Something happens when we just let God have his way. Get out of the box. Break that box. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thursday morning in the jail. Amen. The power of the Lord fell. 29 was in our first service. 29 inmates piled in that place. Packed that room. Brother Colton, the visitation room, they have made it smaller. Increased the nurses' station. So it's a smaller room. 29 in that little space is a lot of people. But we had to move the Holy Ghost. Then the second service, we had 9. And in that 9, the Lord ministered there as well. And we were allowed just to do 2 services that day because of the time factor. But we're so thankful what God's done this last week and tonight, today. Amen. Oh, last week, we're so thankful. Amen. This morning's teaching, thank you, Brother Colton, for teaching. Amen. Have an ear to hear what the Spirit saying. This weekend, those that went to Silsby. Last weekend, those that went to men's conference and those that went to Sinla, Winter Youth Explosion, we're so thankful. Amen. All come back with the same report. Amen. God has great things for us and he's doing a mighty work. Hallelujah. We believe in the Lord and trust in the Lord this week. Amen. That God would use you. Take this with you. Take it to go. Amen. And I want you to be conscious. Amen. And aware that this week, when God lets you cross path with an individual or individuals, amen, I want you to let God give you a conscience that that's your mission field. Reach to them. Help them. Amen. Don't underestimate what God could do. Praise God. We're so thankful. Trey and Jess, Jesse, amen, it's been wonderful. They, amen, had their third Bible study this last week. And the Lord was right there in our Sunday school office where we taught how beautiful the sweet word of the Lord is. Hallelujah. God's doing great things. Amen. We're excited. Brother and Sister Ham, thank you so much. Amen. Katie, Taylor, and
McKenna.
We're so blessed that y'all came to Nacogdoches. Thank you. They do have a 4-hour trip home. Amen. If it's to head out after church, amen. We're so thankful they came tonight. Amen. And I think it would be good, amen, and if you would help me tonight, amen. We're going to, amen, we're giving them an offering, but, amen, their young people helped us tonight. So, amen, I think they're probably going to have to eat on the road. Amen. Would you buy their supper tonight by just giving them a little offering? Just come, amen, put that cash, amen, right up here on the end. Amen. Whatever we receive tonight, we're going to just send it home with them along with our regular offering. Amen. And amen. That means you get a Big Mac, girl. Amen. Or whatever. Amen. Oh, won't you just bring just a little love offering if you can? Amen. Bless, amen, these young people that tonight they can have a good trip home. And if they want a big old coffee, they can get one. Amen. Oh, Brother Taylor's worked hard on them drums, Sister Katie and Sister McKenna. Amen. We love our people that come. Amen. They've been faithful to Bible quizzing. That's where you've seen them at many times. They've been here to our church multiple times. And we're so thankful. Amen. Lord, we thank you. We love you. We bless you. We want your coming to be in our life. We trust and we believe you. And we honor you today. In Jesus' name, amen. Katie, you're the manager of it. But divide it equally. Amen. God bless you. Let's go to heaven, Hal. You're dismissed.